The Massachusetts Standardized Test, known as the MCAS, has become a familiar yardstick to measure the academic growth of both students and schools. But educators say the test has been slow to evolve, especially to reflect a growing number of English learners. And as WBUR's Max Larkin reports, it's led some districts this year to find other ways to assess what students know.
Craig Consigli started teaching in Milford at the dawn of the MCAS era, 25 years ago. And when testing season rolls around in the spring, he's used to a common response.
When you mention MCAS to teachers, I think if you ask kids, it's the same thing. They give you the same, oh man, it's something we have to do.
That sense of exasperation has been building in Milford in recent years. The town is home to a growing community of recent immigrants, many from Ecuador and Brazil, who, school leaders say, struggle with standardized tests. The ranks of English learners in its schools have swelled from 13% in 2017 to nearly a third this year. Meanwhile, the district's average MCAS scores have dipped. Consigli, now an assistant superintendent, says that's not surprising. Imagine if the situation were reversed.
I'm going to Brazil. I'm trying to learn the language. I have to take this assessment in Portuguese at the end of the year. I just don't think that's going to go well. And we do that to our students all the time.
The district has had a glimpse of something that might work better. They're experimenting with performance assessments. If MCAS is solitary, silent, and rote, performance assessments are almost the opposite. Collaborative, even a little noisy. Students can turn to teachers or classmates if they're stuck, and they can think out loud in English or with peers in their home language. This sixth grader is thinking through a social studies assessment on the Silk Road.
2, 3, we have 4 spices, 3 teas. How much coins do we have?
These assessments can look like games or group projects, but the goal is to give more students, including English learners, a way to show what they know in various subjects. This spring, at the Stacy Middle School in Milford, the approach has a lot of proponents. Instructional coach Alyssa Holland did her own performance assessments in science class, asking junior chemists to identify 4 different clear liquids. One student's reaction stands out in her mind.
She said, I feel like a real scientist, and that was such a hook for me. And this was a student that really did not engage in homework, but this she was just all in on and kind of really shown as a leader in her group.
Holland admits one downside with performance assessments, that it takes work to make them generate the simple numerical scores of standardized tests, and there's room for subjectivity. Milford is one of 8 communities in a state-funded consortium that are testing out performance assessments, trying to pave the way for a world in which the MCAS doesn't have to loom so large. Right now, the MCAS is used as a high school graduation requirement, and districts that perform poorly are at risk of state takeover. Dan French, head of performance assessment for that consortium, says that's setting fast-growing groups, especially English learners and low-income students, up for failure.
In public education in Massachusetts, we should take a very close look at the changing demographics in our public school enrollment over the past 20 years and create assessments that really meet the assets, strengths, and needs of those students.
Even state education officials see room for the MCAS to evolve to fit a changing state, like Rob Curtin, head of assessment for the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. He spoke at a May panel hosted by the group Education Reform Now.
We need to explore making our assessment available in multiple languages beyond what we do now. We have an ever-growing population of students whose primary language is not English, and we should explore meeting them where they are in terms of their English language development.
Curtin argued that while the MCAS needs to be revamped, it shouldn't be abandoned. MCAS critics know the test isn't going away, but they are trying to chip away at its dominant role in public school systems. A new bill known as the Thrive Act proposes to remove the graduation requirement and end the practice of state takeovers. That bill is not likely to pass this year, but it stirred up debate among educators. The B.T. Brown, head of the Codman Academy Charter School in Boston, said he supports the concept of what's happening in Milford, but a post-MCAS world still feels a long way off, as he told a recent panel.
It sounds like a simple fix, but in fact, to actually have these robust, intense, inter-rater reliable, performance assessments is a crazy heavy lift, right? And so there's just a lot of work to be done.
For now, the 8 districts in the consortium are doing that work, designing assessments, refining them, and sharing them across the state. And at the same time, they're giving their kids and teachers a short break from the anxiety of the big standardized test.
You had yourselves 15 whole seconds.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.